in this bulletin. The latest on the coronavirus outbreak. Antarctica records its hottest ever temperature. And in the AFLW, Carlton thrashes Richmond by 34 points in the season opener. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. A second plane load of Australian coronavirus evacuees from China will be quarantined at an unused mining camp near Darwin. A Qantas plane left Sydney for Wuhan yesterday afternoon and is expected to return to Australia today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the decision to open a new quarantine area was made in consultation with the Northern Territory Government and the Department of Home Affairs. Mr. Morrison says the government's been advised the quarantine facilities on Christmas Island aren't equipped to deal with a new group of people.
The configuration and the composition does not suit the purposes of quarantine because of the inability to properly segregate and manage the population in that facility. And so with that advice, we will be moving to the contingency plans for overflow that we have been working on.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the wider Darwin community shouldn't hold any concerns.
There will be no health risk to the general public. I've sought and gained that insurance from the federal government. The NT's Chief Health Officer has complete confidence that the Darwin community will not be impacted by this cohort being quarantined here. The virus is spread only through close contact. That means any neighbouring facilities will not be affected.
The World Health Organization says demand for masks, gowns, gloves and other protective gear has risen by up to 100-fold and prices have soared due to the novel coronavirus. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says it's creating a severe disruption in global supply, a situation being made worse by people who aren't medical workers buying the protective gear for their own use. He says frontline workers in China, where more than 31,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus have been reported, need the bulk of the supplies.
There are now depleted stockpiles and backlogs of 4 to 6 months. Global stocks of masks and respirators are now insufficient to meet the needs of WHO and our partners.
A research base in Antarctica has recorded the hottest temperature ever for the continent, amid rising concerns about the impact of climate change. The World Meteorological Organization says the Esperanza base on the northern tip of the Antarctic Peninsula recorded a temperature of 18.3 degrees, the highest on record. WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis says the previous record of 17.5 degrees was set back in 2015. She says the amount of ice lost annually from the Antarctic ice sheet increased at least sixfold between 1979 and 2017.
It's among the fastest warming regions of the planet. We hear a lot about the Arctic, but you know, this particular part of the Antarctic Peninsula is warming very quickly. Over the past 50 years, it's warmed almost 3 degrees Celsius.
Traditional owners in Western Australia's Midwest region have been simultaneously awarded native title recognition and a landmark economic package in an Australian first. An on-country federal court hearing in Geraldton approved the Yamatji Nation's claim for native title determination, while an Indigenous land use agreement was also signed with the state government following negotiations that began in 2017. The $442 million land use package includes housing assets for lease, sale or development, investment for business and tourism development, access to water reserves and employment opportunities. As native title holders, the Yamatji Nation will also have non-exclusive possession rights over parts of the former Barnong, Menai Hills and Kajikaji pastoral leases, land parcels near the Wanda Nature Reserve, Lucky Bay and the Aboriginal Land Trust areas in Kanama, Kadathini and Eneabba. In the AFLW, Carlton has produced a dominant display to thrash competition newcomer Richmond by 34 points in the season opener. Most of the Blues' big guns fired as the sides romped to an impressive 6-12-48 to 2-2-14 win at Princes Park, keeping Richmond goalless until the final term. The inexperienced Tigers fielded 11 players making their AFLW debuts. But coach Tom Hunter denies his side was overawed against a seasoned Blues outfit. He says while the results didn't go Richmond's way, the club's excited to finally be a part of the competition. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 28. Mostly sunny in Adelaide, 33. Humid and partly cloudy in Melbourne, 29. Cloudy in Hobart and 20. Canberra facing a shower or two and 20. Rain in Wollongong and 22. Similar conditions in Sydney, 23. Also rain in Newcastle, 24. Showers in Brisbane, 28. A possible shower in Cairns, 33. And a shower or two and a possible storm in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.